Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, a packed parsha. And I would like to begin by talking about the last 18 psukim in the parsha, which of course go back to Matan Torah. Vel Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem, Ata V'Yaharei Nodav Aviyu V'Shim V'Ziknei Yisrael, Shtachad Yisem Eirochaik. What in the world is going on here? We had Matan Torah in Parshas Yisrael, and we have Mishpatim, and now we return to Matan Torah. Rashi and the Ramban have a basic, very basic machlokes, two totally different ways to learn these 18 psukim. Rashi Shita is that Perek of Dalet, that these psukim, Rashi says, was said B'dalet B'sivin, Nemra Loy Alei, that this was said before the Aseres Hadibris, a Mugdam Umucha B'Tayran. This was said earlier, and it happened on the fourth day of Sivan. In Pasuk Yimel, it says, Moshe v'yisaper lo'am es divrei Hashem, kol divrei Hashem es kol ha-mishpatim. He taught them halachis. Which halachis did he teach them? This is before Matan Torah. Rashi says, mitzvah b'nei noyach, and the mitzvah shenistavu b'mara. As Agdama to Matan Torah, he told them that which had already been commanded. Pasuk Dalet, Vayichta Moshe, what did he write? The Rashi says he wrote from Bereshis until Matan Torah. The Torah from Bereshis until Matan Torah. All consistent, is all before the Matan Torah. And then he made a bris. Moshe shechted karbonis, put the dam. And he made a bris. What was the bris? It was a bris, Rashi says, on Hasidin. The following day, the Ashkem, it says he got up in the morning. That was obviously the next day. And he made a bris. And if so, the Pasik Yud, Vayu, Salakei Yisrael, Tachas Ragu, Hamaisu, Limus, Vasapir, it says that the Nodim and Aviyu did something that was perhaps improper. So that also happened before Matan Torah. So according to Rashi, The episode of these, at least 11 psukim certainly, are before Matan Torah. Now, Pasuk Yud Beis already, it's a new parasha. V'yemesham ha-Moshe alei elai ha-hara. It talks about a certain 6 days before elai ha-hara. So Rashi brings that there are two pshatim as to when that took place. This is all Rashi Shita. Now, the Ramban has some kashas on these Rashis. He says, first of all, he taught them, Pasuk Gimel, he taught them as Kol HaMishpatim. They already knew, they already learned the mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs, the Ninayach, and Mora. Why over here should it be taught again? Why should it be taught again? It bothers him. And therefore, the Ramban has a whole different pshat in these, at least these 11, 12 psukim, certainly. He says that these took place after Matan Torah, where the Matan Torah was on Vav Sivan, on Zayin Sivan. This all happened. Vayisaper, he taught them as HaMishpatim. Vayichtav, and he wrote. What did he write? Not, he taught them the Sheva Mitzvahs and the Mitzvahs B'mara. He taught them the new Mitzvahs. And Vayashkem L'macharas, when he got up in Pasuk Daud the next day, it was the day after. In other words, Hashem, there was Maimir Har Sinai, Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu still came down from the Har to Klal Yisrael. And the next morning, he got up in the morning and he went up. He made a bris with Klal Yisrael. Very appropriate, like the Ramban. They had just gotten the Aseres Hadibris. And he made a bris and he went up for 40 days, the day after Matan Torah. So again, according to Rashi, I shouldn't say 18 psukim, because Rashi brings the machlokes about the later psukim, but at least these initial 11 psukim were before Matan Torah. According to the Ramban, they were after Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, made the bris with them, the karbanos, the entire episode of the Yichta V'Yisaper took place then. Now, only it was not clear to me, according to Ramban, what exactly did he write? Ramban is not so clear. It was explained to me that Parshas Mishpatim, he wrote down everything that was in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim was Ma'elo B'Sinai, Afelo B'Sinai. So previously he had written the Bereishis Vad Matan Torah, and now he added Parshas Mishpatim. He still didn't add more. And that's why Yechtav is called Mishpatim Ha'ela. Very Gishmak. Like Ramban, everything flows in sequence. There's Matan Torah. These mitzvahs were given right away. Then it describes how Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he taught them these and wrote these things in Parshas Mishpatim. And he wrote them down and he made a bris and then he went back up to Har Sinai. This is the order. Gishmak. So we have two pshatim. This answer is a kasha. Previous year, I don't remember which year, I asked the following question. Mishnah Berurah says, why do we eat melachiks on Shavuos? Besides the Ramah's reason, because of the Shtei Alecha. Mishnah Berurah brings a second reason. He says, we eat melachiks on Shavuos because of Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. They heard the dinim of Kashrus. They couldn't use the kelim. They couldn't eat meat. They had the shechta, no. And the Mela, they ate melachiks, which doesn't require shechita. I asked the Kasha. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he didn't teach them all the Tayag Mitzvahs. The Tayag Mitzvahs were after 40 days, probably after 120 days, because after 40 days was the Egel. But it was much later. It wasn't the day. By Har Sinai, they didn't hear the Dinim of Kashrus. This bothered me very much. Now that Hashem opened my eyes to understand the Ramban, I understand the Mishnah Berurah is going like the Ramban. Everything it says in Parshas Elam Mishpatim was said to Klal Yisrael right after Matan Torah. It was told by Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. One of the psukim is Basar Basada Treifa Loisechelu. Don't eat Basar Basada Treifa, Parshas Mishpatim. What is Treifa? It's Nevela, Rashi says. An animal Shenitraf, an animal that was ripped up by another animal. Ah, very Gishmak. So they were told the Hilchas Shechita. Now I understand the Mishnah Berurah is going to let the Ramban. And it's a very Gishmak that this mitzvah was taka told to them like the Ramban right away when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. Not incidentally, but you say this thing, you should know that Rashi and the Ramban throughout Chumash have an ongoing dispute. Rashi is quick to say a mugdam ulucha b'tayra. Rashi, as long as it flows in what's karav l'pshalei Rashi, Rashi says a mugdam ulucha b'tayra. The Ramban is reluctant to say a mugdam ulucha b'tayra. Very reluctant. And many places he argues with Rashi about the Seda Hadvarim of the things that took place, when they took place, what the order was, and Rashi's quicker to say Mugdam Ulucha B'Tayra, and the Ramban is more hesitant to say Mugdam Ulucha B'Tayra. I think in Kitisa, Periklam Ebeis, Pasuk Yud Ches, I think we're going to have another Machlokes like this, and yeah, quite a few. Let's move on to a second Yesaid for this week's Parsha. Well, Mishpatim is Halachas. Let me tell you, Amachna Ephraim, and Hilchas Shluchim B'Shutvim. Machnefraim Yudal. Gemara and Bamitzia Daf Yud tells us he had Payol ki had Rabbi. Fascinating, din. That a worker, what a worker does, it's like his master did it. Gemara is talking about Kinyanim. There are certain times that one person can't be do a schus for another person. Ma'bia Mitzia lechaveirai. Want to pick up and see if it's someone else, we pass in Kana Chaveira, except in certain rare cases, when it's Chav Lachrini. There's a Mad Yama who says, you can't pick up a Mitzia for your Chaver. Whatever the case, the Gemara says, Yad Payo Ki Yad Rabbi, a worker is different. A worker's hand is like the hand of his employer, and he could be kind of a Chaveira. The Machna Ephraim has a very expansive Shita. And yet, Payo Ki Yad Rabbi. Matter of fact, he says a chiddush gadol. In this week's parasha, we have the halacha of a shayel. A shayel is someone who borrows something. When you borrow something, you're responsible for everything. whatever happens, unless Mesa Machlas Malach, unless you're totally faultless. But otherwise, even Ainis, a borrower, Kala Anor Shalai, is nice enough to lend it to you, you're responsible for everything. There's one exception. The Gzeres HaKosav in Bailov Imai. The Gzeres HaKosav is if the owner of the lent object is working for the borrower, then the borrower is pater, not only for Mainzim, pater even from Gneva Vaveda. He has Peturim, and even on a Pesheya, he has limited Pshia together, that he has a Dinazik, whatever that may be. But that's the trick. The trick is if you borrow someone's car, if he's working for you, then you're off the hook. You're off the hook. I've told my class in the past a trick. Listen to this. When you borrow someone's car, this is what you should do, instructions. Tell him, Yankel, thanks so much. You know, there's a store right on the corner. Here, I'll give you $2. Please go buy me a soda. I'm going on a trip. I'd like a soda. Then I'm going to pay you for doing it. You buy yourself a soda also. The extra dollars for you, buy yourself a soda. So he goes, he's a nice guy, buys two sodas, one for you, one for him. At that moment, he's working for you. He's working for you. Aha, you just bought insurance. For $1, you bought insurance. It was by Lavimai at the time of the lending. Then, you're off the hook. By Lavimai, you're off the hook. And if he was working for you then, even if he's not working for you later, as long as he's working for you at the time that you borrow, what do you know? You're off the hook. And even if he's not working with you related to the car at all, working with something else. And by Levimai, you're off the hook. Now, whether you're going to do this or not, talk about doing it. This way, you're going to remember this halacha, halacha by Levimai. And you remember by Levimai is even if he's only working for you at the very beginning of the time you're borrowing, and even if he's working for you on something nothing to do with what you're borrowing, there's a patur of Baila Vimai. Now, get back to the Machna Ephraim. Says the Machna Ephraim, if you lend someone something and you also send your worker there, for example, someone says, you know, I have to move my merchandise. Can I borrow your truck? I have to get things out. I have to get things moving. You tell him, okay, borrow my truck. You know what? I'll send you one of my workers. When you send him one of your workers, I'm sorry. That's the lender. No, I'm correct. The lender sends one of his workers. It's like you yourself went to work for him. And Mamela, there's a dinner by Levima even on your worker. Sounds incredible. That's what Machna Ephraim says. Machna Ephraim says more. Normally, there's no shlucha shaladam kamaisa by a non-Jew. By a non-Jew, if he's your worker, we say shlucha shaladam kamaisa. It's as if he worked for you. What do you know? It's as if he's your shliach. We go so far to say, if you have a non-Jewish worker building a makkah for you, you can make a bracha on the makkah. And when he does it, yapayo ki adrabai. I have to tell you, in the notes of Rabbi Kiva Eger to this Machna Ephraim, he disagrees with the chiddush of the makkah. But he agrees with the Baal Levima chiddush beferish. So yad payo ki adrabai. And many times when a shliach can do something and a payo could, this is the rule of yapayo ki adrabai, of metziah daf yud, and middle of a geshmak asugya. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, meaningful Shabbos Kodesh, benching Chodesh Adar. How wonderful. A good kibench Shabbos to all.